CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, the contribution of Cameroon's rural women to enhancing agricultural and rural development, improving food security and eradicating rural poverty has been underlined on the occasion of the International Day of Rural Women, whose celebrations in Yaoundé, in Cameroon, have been chaired by the South, have been chaired in the South region by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family. Ways to implement research and innovation solutions to improve industrialization and economic diversification efforts in Central and Eastern Africa are being strategized by experts in the key sectors at a four-day forum that opened today in Yaoundé. In sports, Cameroon joined Burkina Faso, Algeria and host Morocco to the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations after their 1-0 edge over Kenya, positioning them as leaders of Group G with 10 points. Those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lebga. Cameroon's Prime Minister Joseph John Guti has discussed issues pertaining to development with two delegations of the United Nations Development Programme. The officials of the UNDP have praised the level of collaboration between Cameroon and the UN agency during a joint audience they were granted with the head of government. More than 2,000 women drawn from various parts of the South region are displaying their agri-produce in an event in line with the International Day of Rural Women that's taking place in Kolandom on the outskirts of Ebolova. It is chaired by the Minister in Charge of Women's Empowerment, Marie-Thérèse Benaoundoua, who is accompanied by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Jacques Femme Dungu. The women are also showcasing their skills in local transformation as well as their resilience in the face of climate change. The theme for the event is Rural Women and Import Substitution, Opportunities and Challenges. Reflections have begun in Yaoundé today on the rapid implementation of research and innovation solutions with the view to fast-tracking economic diversity in Central and Eastern Africa. The reflections are taking place at the third joint session of an intergovernmental committee that was officially opened by Cameroon's Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Ousmane May. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications leaves the country Tuesday for New Delhi, India, where she will attend the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, WTSA 24, from the 15th to the 24th of October. On the agenda of this important meeting will be the orientation and general structure of the International Telecommunications Union, ITU, standardization sector study groups, and the preparation for the work program for the next 4 years. The representatives of the ITU's 193 member countries will also be invited to take advantage of access to new technologies, as well as to ensure that the needs of each developing country are taken into account in the development of standards. This assembly is fully in line with the head of state's revered calls regarding the development of telecommunications in Cameroon. A 5-day seminar for trainers on safe feeding for children at risk and children with disabilities is underway in Yaoundé with the aim of reducing malnutrition and infant mortality. It is organized by the health services of the Cameroon Baptist Convention and the Liliana Foundation in the Netherlands. In sports, a Boris Enno Thunderbolt free kick sends Cameroon's indomitable Lions to the AFCON Morocco 2025. Cameroon got a qualification for Africa's biggest football showpiece on Monday following their 1-0 victory over Kenya. The indomitable Lions now top Group J of the qualifiers with 10 points. Zimbabwe are the current runners-up with 8 points. Kenya come third with 4 points, while Namibia are last with no point. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
And Thank you so much for being with us. The director of the UNDP Regional Service Center for Africa, Matthias Nab, has lauded the government of Cameroon for its continuous support to the missions of the agency. He was speaking today in Yaoundé during a meeting with the Prime Minister in a twin audience. Joseph John Gute also discussed with the outgoing UNDP resident representative and interim, Aissata Day, who hailed measures taken to restore normalcy in the northwest and southwest regions. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The delegation of the United Nations Development Programme, received by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, was composed of two different groups. First, the director of the UNDP Regional Service Center for Africa, Matthias Nab, who came to thank the government of Cameroon for a spirit of collaboration.
UNDP is the implementing partner for the PPRD program. And of course, we are delighted that as UNDP, we were chosen by the government to co-implement this program in the northwest and southwest regions. So it's in light of that program and that partnership that we're here. We discuss how we can continue to strengthen our partnership and to effectively nurture and strengthen partnerships and for resource mobilization going forward. We also discuss other resource mobilization opportunities for Cameroon in relation to the stabilization initiative in the far north.
The other part of the delegation was made up of the outgoing UNDP regional representative for Cameroon ad interim, Aissata Day, who presented the fruits of her short stay in Cameroon during her tete-a-tete with the Prime Minister Head of Government.
It has been an honor for me to serve Cameroon for the last 10 months. I had the opportunity to go to the far north, to the northwest, southwest, to see how the outreach and the impact of our programs are meaningful for the population that we are serving. I think when we see people going back to school in Babenda, Boya, the health centers being even upgraded by some members of the diaspora who are investing in addition to what we are doing, this is really a sign that, you know, nobody is left behind, but at the same time, development is at the heart of all our intervention.
Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute reassured the UNDP officials that the government of Cameroon will continue collaborating with the agency for the betterment of humanity. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
We told you in the headlines, the third joint session of the Intergovernmental Committee of Senior Officials and Experts of Central and Eastern Africa has kicked off in Yaoundé. The 4-day forum that focuses on technological innovation was officially opened by the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. Ngu Henry completes that story.
The 4-day forum has brought together experts from member states, regional economic communities, specialized institutions, the private sector, researchers, civil society, plus other technical and financial partners. It has as theme rapid implementation of research and innovation solutions to fast-track economic diversity in Central and Eastern Africa. The choice of the theme stems from the work of the previous joint session that held in Bujumbura, Burundi, during which experts recommended that the Economic Community for Africa, ECA, reflect on the issues of research and technological innovation, extending the scope of their application in the process of industrialization and economic diversification in Central and Eastern Africa. The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, opines the session is within the declaration of the head of states and government of the African Union to take action to accelerate the move towards economies that are driven by innovation.
And the director of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa says the session is within a process of industrialization and economic diversification in Central and Eastern Africa. Jean-Luc Mastaki spoke to staffman Ngu Henry.
ECA Central Africa office is based in Yaoundé, so we are happy to bring all these people home. We have more than 100 experts here coming from all the countries from Central and Eastern Africa who are here. And the challenge for us is to try and put on the map our regions when it comes to research and development and innovation, because we are not very visible when it comes to producing new knowledge, publishing them and protecting them through property rights arrangement. We would like this sub-region to found its economic diversification on research, development and innovation. This starts by promoting more financing arrangement and scheme towards research innovation, but also making sure that the public and the private research talk to each other, such as the innovation system is more coordinated and can be a driver.
And that was the director of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, Jean-Luc Mastaki.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
After 3 p.m. Thank you for listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abenandoua, has paid tribute to rural women in the South region and across Cameroon for their immense contribution to food security, while challenging them to make great effort to benefit from the numerous opportunities of the import substitution policy of the government. She was addressing over 2,000 women in Kolandom on the outskirts of Obuluva during celebrations marking the 29th Rural Women's Day. The ceremony is unfolding in the presence of the Minister of State, Professor Jacques Famdongo, and the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Gede. Clarence Azé reports on some of the activities being showcased by participants.
Conspicuous among the over 60 rural women associations present at the Esplanade of the Nkolandom Chief's Palace is the Ngulumakong Cassava Producers Association. Its members are making great strides in transforming cassava into varied byproducts.
Our little effort for import substitution is that in those days we have to use that flask of blay. Now we have our flask of cassava to make cake.
Next to them, another group of women based in Obuluva were into poultry production, transformation, and marketing.
When you raise a fowl and you smoke it yourself, you raise your income, and that way you help to grow the economy.
Many are such resilient and entrepreneurial rural women, showcasing their vital contributions to food security, climate resilience, and economic growth at the 29th edition of the International Rural Women's Day celebration in Kolandom. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abenandoua, has hailed the rural women's initiatives, which demonstrate the potential for import substitution, improving food security and economic empowerment. She has also reassured them that the government is scaling up support to unlock their full potential so as to drive Cameroon's agricultural growth and development. The Member of Government is chairing the manifestations in the presence of the traditional ruler of Nkolandom, Chief Professor Jacques Famdongo, and South Governor Felix Ngelengele, Clarence Azé, reporting for CRTV News in Nkolandom.
And in the West region, rural women in Bafoussam are complaining about low agricultural output and the impact of climate change on their farming efforts. Most of them say they depend on the gods of the land to make a living out of their agricultural activities. Eric Langmiawufu.
They have set up a produce display at the Marchese Farmers Market with items like yams, cocoyams, plantains and bananas under a drizzle. And women are preoccupied with the fact that their pride is dented and their confidence has taken a hit.
Only God can help us because we can't fold our hands and wait on the weather to work on the farms. Like the beans we have just cultivated, the rains have been affecting yields.
Another issue of concern is the constant rise in the prices of farm imports.
You just have to apply fertilizer when there is no rainfall so that it doesn't wash it away.
Despite the challenging times, the women are determined to pursue their farming efforts, motivated by the necessity to put food on the table, the struggle to survive. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
We take you to the Adamawa region, where some small-scale business women have been initiated on the use of ICTs to attain a wider market. This was during a workshop organized by the National Advanced School of Engineering of the University of Maroua in partnership with the Ministry of Women's Empowerment to better ensure the participation of women in import substitution. Ayuk John Ashu completes that story from Goundary.
A good number of women in the Adamawa region are engaged in diverse income-generating activities but are limited in terms of attaining a wider customership, as one of them, Alice Yonka, explains.
I do transformation of vegetable fruits. I carry my products from office to office. At times, I carry it to the market.
thanks to the PRIGNAC project being implemented in the three northern regions of Cameroon by the National Advanced School of Engineering of the University of Marwa. Above 60 of them have received training on e-commerce and perceive this as an opportunity to feed themselves into the import substitution chain.
I can contact my customers online. It will make me to be known all over the world because it will ease my business. Help others who do not know this means to also know how they can work with their business online.
Experts have encouraged the trainees to share acquired knowledge to ensure a multiplier effect thanks to the support from the European Union through Agence Universitaire de la Francophonie. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
And away from the International Day of Rural Women, we talk other development news. Traditional rulers from the four cultural zones of Cameroon have been enlightened on eco-friendly activities to preserve biodiversity and guarantee sustainable inclusive development. This is at a workshop to sensitize them on the challenges of ecological transition, co-organized by two non-governmental organizations at the National Museum in Yaoundé. We'll have details with Kelly Ebin.
Over 30 traditional chiefs across Cameroon at the Conviviality Hall of the National Museum in Yaoundé adorned with traditional embellishment to be drilled on ecological transition requisite for a healthy and safe environment at a time when the country is grappling with climate change. Jacques Jonathan Yem, president of the Okwelians, explains.
It is vital that we mobilize all the traditional knowledge that we have in Cameroon, Africa, to be able to work towards sustainable society. We have in mind the setting up of an institute for green innovation in Cameroon.
As custodians of their various traditions and geographical setting, the chiefs look forward to blend cultural practices and environmental knowledge for the sustainable development of their communities. His Majesty Bruno Vondor, president of the Network of African Local Chiefs, Fonzofa III of Babungo in the Northwest region, are participants.
How are we going to put in place data bank of our different traditional knowledge, which are the main tools to manage our biodiversity?
We think that involving traditional rulers for protection of our ecology is the best thing.
The knowledge acquired will be conveyed to the local population for a better appropriation of ecological transition in order to curb environmental and climate impact.
Three suspects of car theft in Yaoundé have been presented to the population by the Center Regional Judicial Police Division. The trio were apprehended following investigations into the theft of two vehicles last August 2024. Our reporter Rita Yosembom brings us the full story of how law enforcement unraveled this criminal network.
The vehicles were snatched in what the police soon uncovered to be part of a sophisticated car theft ring. These criminals, armed with falsified keys, targeted Toyota vehicles parked in busy but unsecured areas. The Regional Judicial Police Division of the Center Region launched an immediate investigation, quickly homing in on two suspects, Akono Isimi Frank and Halidu Chomo, both seasoned ex-convicts, well-versed in vehicle theft. Their method was precise: identifying vulnerable vehicles, stealing them swiftly, and transporting them to Swa Omimboman, where they deactivated GPS tracking systems. From there, the stolen cars were smuggled to the far north region of Cameroon. The breakthrough came with the arrest of the third accomplice, Abba Ghana, a notorious buyer of stolen vehicles. Ghana was apprehended on September 21, 2024, bringing the operation to an end, and both stolen vehicles were recovered. Senior Superintendent of Police Ndongo Gaston, head of the Research and Criminal Investigation Service at the Regional Judicial Police Division of the Center Region, has called on the public to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities.
Our citizens have to trust the police. If they are aware of any kind of criminal activity, they have to bring it to our knowledge.
For any security concerns, residents are urged to dial 1550 or 117 or visit the nearest police station.
Thank you, Rita Yosembom. Note has been taken. The documentary film, Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, will be screened in the Adamawa regional capital, Ngaoundere, tomorrow. It will be the seventh regional tour to showcase the works of President Paul Biya to Cameroonians at home and abroad. Charles Ebonet reports on the pre-screening ceremony.
The Adamawa, one of the eldest daughters of the Biya years, welcomes the seventh original tour of the film documentary Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny, this October 16th at the Ngaoundere Ceremonial Grounds.
You know, the Adamawa region is the creation of the head of state in 1983. As soon as he assumed, you know, power, he created the region of Adamawa and consequently the five divisions, subdivision and the rest. With this, you receive all what you need as basic social services.
The Midlands, with a special relationship with President Paul Biya, will project the film done by Kati Meba and Solange Edimo, authorized by the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic with the technical coordination of the Ministry of Arts and Culture.
He created the University of Ngaoundere with five faculties and five high schools. He created also secondary school, primary in almost all the districts of Adamawa.
The projected communion between President Paul Biya and the Adamawa people this Wednesday will be to count one by one of the blessings of the Biya administration to their communities, amongst them the Ngaoundere University, with an international outfit.
And on to sports, four countries, that is Cameroon, Burkina Faso, Algeria and host Morocco, have qualified for the final phase of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon qualified from Group J after edging Kenya 1-0 this Monday at the Mandela National Stadium in Kampala, Uganda, in one of day four matches of the qualifiers. Ben Collins Nyoibero looks at the standings in Group J of the qualifiers for next year's AFCON.
Group J of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers consists of Cameroon, Namibia, Zimbabwe and Kenya, competing in a home and away round-robin format. After four match days, Cameroon leads the pack with 10 points. Like leaders Cameroon, the Warriors of Zimbabwe remain undefeated, securing second place with 8 points from 2 victories and 2 draws. The battle for the top spot continues with 2 match days remaining. Cameroon, having defeated Kenya's Harambee Stars, third with 4 points in Yaounde and Kampala, has secured a spot in the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco, making their 22nd appearance in the final phase of that tournament. Namibia, without a point after four match days, is out of the race. With two teams qualifying from Group J, Kenya and Zimbabwe, we contend for the remaining ticket. Day five matches are scheduled for November 10, 2024. Zimbabwe hosts Kenya, while Cameroon will travel to face Namibia in South Africa. The qualifiers conclude in November 18, 2024, with day six matches, Cameroon versus Zimbabwe and Kenya against Namibia.
Burkina Faso, Algeria and Cameroon are hosts and host Morocco are the four countries who have so far qualified for the 2025 AFCON after day four matches of the qualifiers played yesterday. Eight other countries are expected to secure their tickets today in the last day four matches of the qualifiers. Harrison Ashu Tiku has the details.
Tunisia travels to Comoros with the hope of taking their points on the top of Pool A to 9. Next year's AFCON host Morocco needs a draw against the Central African Republic to cement their leadership in Pool B with 10 points. Second in the pool with 4 points, Gabon will play against Lesotho. Seven-time AFCON winners, Egypt, are gunning for a draw against Mauritania to clinch their ticket for next year's AFCON. Same for Angola that takes on Niger, as well as for current AFCON winners Cote d'Ivoire in their clash with Sierra Leone. The same holds for the Democratic Republic of Congo, who are currently playing against Tanzania. Mali is looking for a win against Guinea-Bissau this afternoon to qualify from Group I with 10 points. Victories for Uganda and South Africa over their opponents will cement the two tickets of Group K. Uganda plays against South Sudan, while the Republic of Congo will entertain South Africa. Senegal, for their part, will be attempting to beat Malawi to join Burkina Faso as the two teams from Group J to qualify for the 2025 AFCON.
And before we leave you, we give you this voiced report.
Gain time, pay tuition and examination fees in just few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to minesecpay.cm. Enter your matricul, pay and download your receipt. Momo is more. Everything is more with Momo.
And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. The contribution of Cameroon's rural women to enhancing agricultural and rural development, improving food security and eradicating rural poverty is being underlined on the occasion of the International Day of Rural Women, whose celebrations have been chaired in the South Region by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family. Ways to implement research and innovation solutions to improve industrialization and economic diversification efforts in Central and Eastern Africa are being strategized by experts in the key sectors at a four-day forum in Yaoundé. And in sports, Cameroon joined Burkina Faso, Algeria and host Morocco to the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations after their 1-0 edge over Kenya, positioning them as leaders of Group J with 10 points. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Prisca Njeng Mengolo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Coopération Cameroun, programme des Nations Unies pour le développement, la relation se porte bien et présente de nouvelles perspectives. Constat fait au cours de la série d'audiences accordées par le premier ministre chef du gouvernement au diplomate onusien. Joseph Dion Goûté a reçu ce mardi, tour à tour, la représentante résidente en fin de séjour et par la suite, une délégation du PNUD conduite par le directeur général régional adjoint du bureau régional Afrique du programme des Nations Unies pour le développement, qui a également été reçu en audience ce mardi au ministère des Relations extérieures. Mathias Zananab et le ministre délégué Félix Mbagnou se sont entretenus sur plusieurs sujets, notamment le développement de nouveaux axes de coopération entre le PNUD et le Cameroun, l'assistance humanitaire des populations des régions de l'extrême nord, du nord-ouest et du sud-ouest. Ce 15 octobre 2024 est jour de célébration de la 29e édition de la Journée internationale de la femme rurale. La région du sud est le cœur de la commémoration, rehaussée par la présence du ministre de la promotion de la femme et de la famille. Entouré de centaines de femmes, le professeur Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondoa explore les pistes de solutions favorables à l'import substitution des produits dérivés de la terre, thématique au centre de la célébration. Et puis en sport, Cannes-Maroc 2025, le Burkina Faso, l'Algérie, le Maroc et le Cameroun sont les premiers pays qualifiés pour la phase finale. Les Lions indomptables se sont à nouveau imposés hier lundi à Kampala devant le Kenya sur le score de 1-0. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du tripillé. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.